From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey. Some relief for Syrian migrants. Austria and Germany have opened their borders to thousands of refugees, many of whom had been crowded into the main train station in Budapest, Hungary, before making their way to the border with Austria. And now more refugees appear to be on their way into Hungary, as we hear from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting, and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
The bulk of the refugees are Syrian. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed U.S. concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call on Saturday with his Russian counterpart, the State Department said. The secretary made clear that if such reports were accurate, these actions could further escalate the conflict, lead to greater loss of innocent life, increase refugee flows, and risk confrontation with the anti-ISIL coalition operating in Syria, the department said. Thailand's path back to democracy sustained a major setback today when the military-backed legislature rejected a proposed new constitution. The National Reform Council rejected the proposed charter by a vote of 135-105, with 7 members abstaining. The junta will now form a new committee that will have 6 months to write a new constitution. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for a week. The truce to end the armed conflict has been marred by frequent incidents, and the total casualties stand at more than 6,800. In a new attempt to end the violence, the Ukrainian government and representatives of Moscow-backed separatists pledged last week to implement the ceasefire agreement starting September 1st. In a recent exclusive VOA interview, Mr. Poroshenko said that Russia should be stripped of its veto power in the United Nations Security Council because of its aggressive actions in the eastern region of his country. President Poroshenko and Russian President Vladimir Putin will both address the 70th UN General Assembly in New York later this month. Americans observe the Labor Day federal holiday Monday. President Obama used his weekly address to talk about honoring America's workers. He also talked about the latest unemployment numbers, which are at a 7-year low. Meantime, White House economic advisor Jason Furman warns economic gains could face problems because of issues with the overall global economy. Guatemala holds a presidential election today, despite calls for a postponement and Thursday's resignation of President Otto Pérez Molina over corruption allegations. Hundreds of protesters, angry about the corruption scandal, called for the election to be delayed as they gathered at the Supreme Court building in Guatemala City, where Pérez Molina appeared in court Thursday and Friday. Today's election is designed to select the president for a term starting next year. Until then, former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will serve as president, having taken the oath of office after Pérez Molina's resignation. Authorities in Tajikistan say 9 police officers and 13 suspected militants have been killed in fighting, blamed on a renegade defense minister who was fired from the Dushanbe government on Friday. Police said the deaths occurred in and near the capital as security forces pursued militants linked to ousted Deputy Defense Minister Abdul Halim Nazar Azoda, the member of the country's moderate Islamic opposition. The Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan was effectively banned last week for its alleged links to Islamic State terrorists. The violence has stoked fears of new hostilities in largely Muslim and impoverished Central Asian country, a former Soviet republic that hosts about 7,000 Russian troops. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the group of 20 leading economies say global growth is slower than they had expected, but they are confident that worldwide economic recovery will gain momentum. In the final communique of a 2-day meeting, they reported that. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.